This is Rocky Mountain Voices, powered by PodTech.
Welcome to the Rocky Mountain Voices and Connect weekly podcast.
This is Sydney Tetro with Rocky Mountain Voices, and I'm here with Colin Kelly, executive editor for Connect Magazine, and we're here today for this week's Connect Cast. Welcome, Colin.
Hey, thanks, Seth. Good to be here.
Well, good. Well, this week we have I think some great kind of points to highlight for the region. The first being that last night was the banquet for Ernst & Young's Entrepreneur of the Year Awards for our region. And they announced the winners, and I think those guys get to go on to compete at the national level, but I think we should go through and you can kind of highlight for us the categories and the winners and, you know, just the interesting notes about those folks.
Sure. The Utah region includes Utah and New Mexico, and once a year there's an Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year event here in the Utah region, and then the winners go on to compete at the national level. Then actually there's also a world competition, too, for the national winners. So the nine winners were announced last night for the Utah region, and I'll go over the winners real quick. All are Utah-based companies except for one, which is based in New Mexico. In the businesses services category, Amy Reese-Lewis from MetaConnect Global won. In the construction category, Kip L. Wadsworth from the Ralph L. Wadsworth Construction Company won. In the consumer products category, James Thornton and Robert Wookman, both from Provo Craft and Novelty, won. In the education and personal development category, all the Vital Smarts founders won. That's Al Schweitzer, Joseph Crenny, Kerry Patterson, Mike Carter, and Ron McMillan. Those are the guys behind the Crucial Conversations books. And then in the emerging category, Vern Rayburn from Eclipse Aviation Corporation won. That's the company out of New Mexico who they're building the Eclipse 500, which is a revolutionary, relatively low-cost private business jet. You can pick up a jet for around $1.5 million. In the engineering technology category, Thomas D. Dixon from K-Tech and Blendtec won. You guys will probably remember Blendtec from their famous WillItBlend.com series. And then in the financial insurance services category, Todd Crossland from Interbank FX won. In the manufacturing distribution category, Ronald A. Smart from the One Door Corporation won. They've done a great job over the last 25, 30 years, I think, building collapsible accordion-style fireproof doors. And then finally, in the retail category, Jefferson G. Pedersen won from Del Sol. So that's the nine winners from the Utah region, and they'll go on to compete in the national awards competition shortly.
Well, that's great to have such good representation. You called it out a little bit, but I think it's just great to see that, you know, like Thomas Dixon from the Blendtec. It's interesting as, you know, we talk about various business activities every week, but to see the impact that successful campaigns can have and just what continues to happen, you know, from George, he spoke at one of our marketing executive forums a couple of months ago, and he said, you know, a year ago, they couldn't get anyone to even pick up the phone to talk to them about what they're doing. And then all of a sudden, you know, in early November, when they come up with their idea for the Will It Blend campaign, they end up with, you know, 10 plus million downloads now, and they've been in every major media outlet. And it's just interesting to see and to watch. It's the perfect study of how, you know, great campaigns and great marketing that really support your product then really go through all sorts of things that happen over the next year.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's very fair to say that if not for the Will It Blend campaign, there's no way that Blendtec would have been considered for an Ernst & Young Entrepreneur Year of the Year award. What was that, $50 that they spent initially to launch that campaign? And all of the huge publicity they've received from that, it's just been incredible.
Exactly. It really just became a brilliant idea. But yeah, I think that's very true because if you look at K-Tech or Blendtec, it's been around for a long time. It's not a brand new company. And so it's just, you know, I hope that in a year from now we can do just kind of articulate the great case study that came out of that, because what I think they did so brilliantly is showed the value of their product in a way that just really made sense and let people bond with it. And then it's just had amazing results for the company. So I think it's great to see those types of examples come from the community and then get recognized, because I think it builds our credibility and strengthens just the overall, you know, message and business environment of what we're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. I was really glad to see Amy Lewis win too for MetaConnect Global. She's done an incredible job.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and even, you know, when we mentioned Del Sol, that was the retail winner, they've also done a phenomenal job of, you know, combining technology and then driving retail. I don't think you can go to any place, at least in the 50 United States, especially that's a tourist location, and not see their products. So a couple of other things I think we just wanted to note, which was the May numbers from Design Bank Small Business Index came out this week. Do you want to just highlight some of those?
Sure. Yeah, every month Zions Bank comes out with the Zions Bank Small Business Index for Utah, where they compare the business economy relevant to the year of 1997. So any number above 100 means it's better than the year 1997. The index right now is at 105.4, which is up from last month to 104, which is 104.7. The one thing that's holding the index down right now is actually Utah's low unemployment rate, which sounds like a good thing. We have the lowest unemployment rate in the country right now. It's still around 2.5%, but that actually, in terms of business growth and economy growth, is a slight negative factor. So we'd have a little higher index number if that unemployment rate was a little bit higher.
Yeah, that's great. And while we're talking about a continuing growing economy, our just kind of last piece of information is around the fact that AtTask, which is an Oregon-based company, just completed a $7 million round.
Hey, it's been fun to watch AtTask grow. It's a classic example of someone starting a company based around a need that they saw. And some of the people involved in a company called Gravity Media, they got fed up with the poor availability of project tracking software, and they decided to write their own software. And that's where AtTask came from. So it's a nice integrated project management piece of software and now they've combined lots of business intelligence tools and wrapped into it. And so this AtTask package has grown into a fairly powerful software tool. And they have huge clients around the world, like big clients like Disney and McDonald's and Toyota, HBO, Fujitsu, a whole lot of big name clients. So they're going into the next level now, and they've raised $7 million. It's the first money that they've really raised, and it would have been interesting to see what they do with that money and how they grow over the next 2 years.
Yeah, it'll definitely be exciting to see. The interesting thing about 5 or 6 years ago, I think I was one of the very first clients for AtTask when the Gravity guys had started that with some people. So it's great to see this going into a product and that those guys are seeing success and being able to raise money. Kudos to them for being able to do that. So with that, I think that wraps us up for this week's edition of the ConnectCast, and we thank you for joining us.
This has been a Rocky Mountain Voices podcast. Visit us on the internet at www.rockymountainvoices.com.